Hey guys, how you guys doing on this great day? Welcome to another segment with Soul Smoothing Talks with Devon. I know. I took a break and I said I would take a break. I was not okay. The last time that I was here, I was a mental wreck. And it was evident that I was falling apart. But I kept my head above water. And that is the most important thing. Keeping your head above the waters. Often I do deal with severe depression, like, and anxiety. I do not live a normal life sometimes because I cannot do things that people want me to do, which can be odd. Oh, look at me just flowing into it. Yeah, I cannot do things that people want me to do. For instance, be a social person. This is why I really do appreciate my friends for always being understanding. And also, not really having a lot of friends is a good thing because I don't have to keep up socially. And the job, I don't have to do events and all of that, which is great for me. It works out perfectly for me. If you hear noise, it is the fan. It is extremely hot and there are mosquitoes in my room, so I can't switch that off because then they'll have a field day with me. But yeah, you just ignore that. But yeah, welcome to a segment. Did I do the intro? If I didn't, welcome. But yeah, when I recorded my podcast, I was really devastated and I thought I would hit rock bottom, but I pulled myself out of it, which is always so surprising for me because I never expect myself to do that, because past me was so used to just dwelling in it. But me that is growing up now, I always tell myself, okay, what are we gonna do, Ndafa? Like, we need to pull through this. We need to get to a better place. Like, we need to find that silver lining. We need to find that life jacket and hold on to that and pull through and be better. And I do motivate myself every morning, and I make sure that I don't dwell on two things. But it's a disease, you know. At the end of the day, I have to accept that it is a mental health issue and some shit is not okay and it's always gonna be bad and all of that. But yeah, we get through it. You know, we get through it every time. We're here. It's 2023. We have not checked out yet. And we're still surfing. We're still doing the shit, period. Real bad. But yeah, gymming helps a lot and eating healthy and my long walks are therapeutic. Meditation doesn't quite work for me. I really do try. I always wind up having sexual thoughts during meditation. It happens a lot. And then my mind will have all the scenarios. Yeah, so it never goes anyway. It just brings a lot of horny thoughts. But we will get through it. But yeah, this is me just coming back to say that I am doing well. I know a lot of people have been worried and reaching out to me on IG and on this app, just trying to see if I'm okay, if I'm here. I took a break from podcasting because I also procrastinate and I get foggy. and I don't really have much to say. And I have been posting a lot on social media, but also at the same time, I think I'm growing out of it, because I get up like and I don't go on Instagram or WhatsApp or Twitter or Facebook first. I get my shit done, I play my music, get ready, do my skin routine, all of that shit, and then I check into my Bible app. Oh yeah, relationship with God is being restored, and it's been a wonderful journey. I'm really happy where I am now with my faith. I'm a little bit confused, but I'm doing it my way. You know, that's what's important. I'm doing it my way. I'm not doing it as anybody else. I'm not being pressured. It's one step at a time. Relationship with church is also restored, being restored. It's in process, but it's frequent now because I do it often, which is great. I'm really happy for myself. So yeah, there's a lot of things that I'm working on. Like, I have worked on my accountability part. I do take accountability. My victim mentality mindset has died. We've buried that. I don't feel sorry for myself anymore, and I don't put myself anymore in that victimhood type of shit. And I have allowed myself to express how I feel, whether it's making somebody or anybody uncomfortable. Now I express my feelings and I just put them out there so I can feel better, and instead of me burying it, you know. So I'm gonna tell you if you're a shitty person to me, and that's great, right? Yeah, so anyways, I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm good. I'm getting there. I will be back. I know I owe you guys a story time. I will still tell you guys the story time. We will get into some tea. But other than that, I'm focusing on healing and just being a better version of myself. Thank you so much to everybody that tunes in, that shares, that gives me feedback, that's always just there on here. I really do appreciate you guys and the relationship that I've built with a bunch of people from everywhere. So, yeah. Well, you take care of yourself. Don't forget to drink water. And, yeah. Ciao.